From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson stopped in Pakistan Tuesday for a meeting with leaders and to reinforce the Trump administration's message that they need to take more action against the Taliban and other militant groups based in the country.
And we have made some very specific requests of Pakistan in order for them to take action to undermine the support that the Taliban receives and other terrorist organizations receive in Pakistan.
He said the U.S. relationship with Pakistan will be based on how it acts and that the goal is to create the opportunity for peace and stability both there and in Afghanistan. Pakistan has acknowledged that it has some influence with the Taliban, but it does not control the movement or its leaders. Chinese President Xi Jinping's name has been enshrined in the ruling Communist Party's constitution, elevating his status as equal to that of Mao Zedong, the former founder of the Communist China, an amendment that includes the concept Xi Jinping thought on socialism with Chinese characteristics for a new era, was approved by the party Tuesday in the closing days of the party's twice-a-decade National Congress in Beijing. And Willie Lam is an adjunct professor at the Chinese University of Hong Kong.
The most important impact is that this provides the justification for Xi Jinping to become kind of Mao Zedong of the 21st century. This effectively means that he will stay in power for much longer than the usual 10 years.
Furthermore, the concept places the Communist Party at the forefront of everyday life in China, from overseeing the economy and national security to providing moral guidance to China's citizens. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A local official and an analyst say that the residents of the Niger village where four U.S. soldiers were killed this month may have delayed the soldiers while an ambush was set up and they helped to lead the victims into a deadly trap. The village chief has been arrested since the attack, lending credibility to the suspicion of local involvement. He is in government custody, according to several officials. U.S. President Donald Trump is meeting Tuesday with the majority Republicans in the Senate, hoping to advance his plans to cut taxes for corporations and the middle class, even as he traded taunts with a key lawmaker, Senator Bob Corker of Tennessee. Mr. Trump is having lunch with the lawmakers, including Corker, on Capitol Hill. The Senate last week approved the budget that could eventually lead to $1.5 trillion in tax cuts during the coming decade that would add the same amount to the country's ever-increasing $20 trillion national debt. Mr. Trump has called for passage of tax legislation by the end of the year. House Speaker Paul Ryan says this deal is supposed to help both businesses and families. Meanwhile, Corker, who is retiring from Congress after the 2018 elections, has become a frequent critic of the president. He told ABC News that Mr. Trump should leave tax law changes to congressional committees to decide and not take things off the table that limit lawmakers' ability to agree on a plan. Hong Kong's highest court has freed two young pro-democracy activists on bail, pending an appeal of their convictions and jail sentences for leading massive protests in the year 2014. The Court of Final Appeal released Joshua Wong and Nathan Long Tuesday after they each posted a cash bail of $6,400. The judge required both Wong and Law to surrender their passports and report to police once a week. A formal hearing on their appeal will be held on November 7th. Wong, Law, and a third pro-democracy leader, Alex Chow, initially received non-custodial sentences by a lower court last year for storming a courtyard on the grounds of the government's headquarters in September of 2014 to demand fully free elections. The protests led to the so-called Umbrella Revolution that shut down several major highways for more than 2 months. And Kenya's Chief Justice has certified as urgent a case to stop Thursday's elections in Kenya, with proceedings scheduled for Wednesday. Despite that, Kenya's president, Uhuru Kenyatta, has said that Thursday's presidential election must go on, whether or not opposition candidate Raila Odinga is present or not. Odinga has decided that he is not going to be part of the elections. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.